Good Erev Shabbos. So we're going to have a quick recap of Parsha Shmini. The name of the Parsha, Shmini, refers to the eighth day of Hakamas HaMishkan, the eighth day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. The first 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu set up the Mishkan, did the Avodah, and then dismantled it. The eighth day, which was the first of Nisan, Aaron and his sons were inaugurated and installed as Kohanim. It's also known as Chanukas HaMizbeach. Moshe instructed Aaron which karbanos to bring. He brought them, along with the karbanos of the nation as well. At first, the Shechina didn't descend upon the Mishkan, but then Moshe and Aaron entered, davened, and the Shechina came down. Moshe and Aaron blessed Klal Yisrael. Nadav and Avihu, two sons of Aaron, brought Ketires. They did so after having drunk wine. A fire entered them, consuming their neshamas, but leaving their bodies intact. Moshe Rabbeinu instructed Mishael and Al-Tzafan, Aaron's cousins, to remove the bodies of Nadav and Avihu, and then Hashem spoke to Aaron, teaching that a Kayin is not allowed to enter the Mikdash or do Avod if he had drunk wine. Also, a Rav is not allowed to pasken Alach if he has drunk wine. Moshe Rabbeinu then instructed Aaron and his remaining sons, Elazar and Yisamar, to eat of the karbanos being brought that day, even though they were in the state of aninos. They had also previously been commanded not to let their hair grow long and not to tear clothing, which is what they would have done under normal circumstances. Moshe then realized that the chatas brought special for Rosh Chodesh hadn't been eaten by them. He got upset at Elazar and Yisamar, but Aaron explained that since this is a chatas brought every Rosh Chodesh, it's not a unique karban to Chanukas HaMizbeach, they in truth were not allowed to eat it. Moshe Rabbeinu admitted that Aaron was right. The Torah then delineates what are signs of kosher animals. It has to chew its cud and have split hooves. If it has one of these signs, it's not kosher. Kosher fish have to have fins and scales. Many different birds and struts and creepy crawlies are mentioned as well. One is not allowed to eat these, obviously. They also impart tumah to a person, clothing, and kalim if their carcass touches these things. The parsha concludes teaching halachas regarding tumah that kosher animals can impart if the animal died and wasn't shechted. We have to sanctify ourselves by not eating these things. They're an abomination. Hashem is kaddish, and therefore we too have to make ourselves kaddish by staying far away from these abominations, learning the laws, knowing them, and applying them on a daily basis. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.